Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. We thank the Lord for another evening of Blog Talk Radio. It is I, your host, Reverend Willie J. Vann Jr. Today is another wonderful Wednesday, October the 9th, 2013. And we're going to start this show out, as always, with a song. I'm choosing this song. Listen to this song and then come on back. Amen. It'll be all over in the morning. I don't know when your morning time is coming. It could come in the next 5 minutes. But understand that it is better. It will get better. It is I, your host again, Reverend Willie J. Vann Jr. I bring you greetings from the DMV, the nation's capital, I'm not going to even go there. We just thank the Lord for being in the nation's capital. Today is another wonderful Wednesday. I can add another W. Another W is it's a wet Wednesday. It's raining here. It's cold here. But we still thank the Lord for his grace and mercy. Before we get started, let us pray. We thank you, Lord God, for this time of study. We thank you for how you blessed us. I thank you, Lord God, for where you have brought me from. I thank you for this day. Lord God, I understand that my strength, my trust is not in God, but it's in you. I thank God for how you carried me, how you blessed me, how you've taken care of me. Lord God, you've been so good. I now pray that those who are listening live and those who are listening to the rebroadcast, that they will be able to be blessed by tonight's study. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you. Now, Lord God, I'm inviting your Holy Spirit to rest over this place, to rule in this place. I thank you, Lord God. And everything I say and do, I give you honor and praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Amen. So tonight, I wanted to study something that's very familiar. You probably heard this preached a million one times in your different congregations. I'm sorry, someone just sent me a text, and I'm telling them I'm on the show. Will you turn your Bibles, to 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. We're going to start at verse 12. Just want you to get verse 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, verse 12. Like I said, very, very familiar verse. You heard it. In my Bible, it's titled "One Body, Many Parts." In the New Century Translation is titled "The Body of Christ Works Together." So we're going to read. I'm going to read actually verses 12 through 14, and then I'm going to jump down to verse 27. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, starting at verse 12. I'll be reading the NIV translation. I want to read two other translations or interpretations. It reads, "The body is a unit. Though it is made up of many parts, and though all parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jew or Greek, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink." Verse 14, "Then the body is not made up of one part, but of many." Skip down to verse 27. It reads, "Now you who are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it." Let me read the New Century Translation version, rather. It reads, A person's body is one thing, but it has many parts. Though there are many parts to a body, all those parts make only one body. Christ is like that also. Some of us are Jews, and some are Greeks. Some of us are slaves, and some of us are free. But we were all baptized into one body through one Spirit, and we were all made to share in the one Spirit. The human body has many parts. Verse 27, together you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of that body. Now I want to read the Message translation, which is really a good interpretation. It says, you can easily enough see how this kind of thing works by looking no further than your own body. Your body has many parts, limbs, organs, cells, but no matter how many parts you can name, you're still one body. It's exactly the same with Christ. By means of his one Spirit, we all say goodbye to our partial and piecemeal lives. We each used to independently call our own shots, but then we enter into a large and integrated life in which he has the final say in everything. This is what we proclaim in word and action when we were baptized. Each of us is now a part of his resurrection body, refreshed and sustained at one fountain, his Spirit, where we all come to drink. The old labels we used to identify ourselves, labels like Jew or Greek, slave or free, are no longer useful. We need something larger, more comprehensive. I want you to think about how all this makes you more significant, not less. Verse 27, it says, you are Christ's body. That's who you are. You must never forget this. Tonight, I just want to talk about unity. We at the beginning of the year, or when we first started this Blog Talk ministry, we wanted to talk about mentoring. We did. We ended up talking about mentoring and mentoring. And we talked about how we have different mentors and so many different mentees, but they come together to make the body of Christ stronger. I was thinking and talked about today, even in Bible study, was thinking about and talking about the fact that here we have a government. In our federal government, let's stick to the federal government, we have the president, let's talk about the three executive branches of our government. We have the president, we have Congress and Senate, and then we have the Supreme Court judges. Well, right now, it seems like there is a great divide, or it doesn't seem like there is a great divide between our president and our House of Representatives and Congress, because of the fact that we are now still going through this government shutdown. Now, I haven't came to an understanding of why truly, I have my speculations. I've heard so many other different speculations of why the government shut down. And now to the place where they are, though we are shut down, they have agreed to our retro pay. But I'm thinking and I'm saying to myself, wow, we have one government, and we always speak about it, and we always talk about the fact that we as a nation, we as the United States of America, that we are such a great, powerful nation. And because of that, that we are able to do a great work. And not just for the United States, but for the entire world, for all of Earth. But here we have a great divide, a separation over some, I would say, very significant issues. Or is it? I mean, we have now this great government. We have these great politicians who we voted into office. And because of a law that they can't change, they've decided to hold back from allowing us to have a budget. So no one has, none of the federal agencies have their appropriations or their funding, so they can't operate. So basically the government is shut down. Now, just imagine if the president would sit down with all of Congress and they could work out their differences, if they could agree to disagree, but agree on some fundamental ideas or ideology, that one, we were voted to this office, two, that we were voted to this office not for our own self-gain or our own self-worth, but to better the nation or better the area which we live in or we represent. So just imagine if they came together and what great work they could do. I thought about that and I said to myself, man, what about us as the body of Christ? What about if we came together, if we understood that we have many parts, many, many parts, but we all working as one body, and that body is in Jesus Christ. I just think that we could do so much more. And here Paul is now talking to the church of Corinth, and he is challenging them. He is challenging them to think, to not be divided in their ideology, in their beliefs, and what they believe in, but to come together and say, you know what? We're going to work together for the cause of Christ. I can just only imagine if the government would come together and say, we're going to work together for the cause of the United States of America. How? Well, we wouldn't be at home right now. Most people would not be furloughed, and that we would be a much more powerful nation than what we really appear to be. I've thought about that, and I came to this scripture, this portion, and I thought about the fact that, as the Bible says, or as Paul is saying, the body is a unit. Now, we understand that Paul is the author of this. He's writing to the Church of Corinth, and also the fact that he understands that sometimes the best way to get a story across or to get a lesson across, and that is to teach as Jesus taught in parables. And we understand a parable is nothing but a earthly body that teaches heavenly principles or heavenly lessons. But that he feels that he wants to teach in the same way, and that the best way for him to get across for the Church of Corinth to not be divided is for them to start thinking about their own body. For them to start thinking about what would happen if somebody lost a limb, or if somebody lost a finger, or lost an arm or a leg or an eye or something. How would the world treat them? Well, Paul in this text tonight is going and trying to get them to understand that, hey, we're one body. Despite whatever you've been, we're just still one body. It says in verse 14, the body is a unit, though. Though it is made up of many parts, and though all its parts are many, they form one body. Now, I thought about that, and it reminded me, and it sort of said that, hey, we come together, and though we come from different situations, different circumstances, that in each part of us, when we work together, when we have something to bring to make the body whole. I gave the example tonight earlier of the fact that there was a race of people on the show Star Trek, The Next Generation, I guess. And I'm not a Trekkie, so for all you Trekkies, forgive me if I don't say everything right. But the Borg was a group of people that was half computer and half human. And they would assimilate, and they would make whoever they capture a part of this one system, this one what they call the collective, this one system. And they were able to overcome so many other races of people because of the fact that they worked as one. They worked as one. They worked as with one goal, as one idea, and everybody, nobody was off doing their own thing. Everybody worked as one. And I started thinking, man, what about if the body of Christ would start coming together and start working as one? Though we have many different, we would say, denominations, but we come together under one faith, one baptism, serving one Lord. Just think about how powerful we really could be. Just think about how much Satan would be afraid to come up against us. Not saying that he wouldn't, because of course we know that he even tempted. He tried to tempt Jesus. But the fact that we will be all working together as one That will give us strength. That will give us unity. That will give us a power that will be so great, that will be so awesome. And that's why, for me, it's so important that we mentor, that we teach, that we pour into our those who are babes in Christ, those who are younger, those who are less mature, that we pour into them to make them realize that they have something significant to bring to the body. See, we need to get to a place where it's not about, I use this example. I talked about the fact this past Saturday I went to a seminar, and the lady, she was trying to name all the different denominations that were there. She said, well, because there's so many different types of Lutherans, then I'm just going to call out for all those who are Lutheran to stand up. And then she said, because there's like five different ones, she mentioned. Well, she said, well, wow, I can say the same thing about the Baptists. She said, I'm not going to try to claim or say all, but I'm just going to say one Baptist. She said, because, you know, there's so many different types. And I said to myself, isn't that strange? We all call ourselves Baptists, but there's so many different kinds. We have National Baptists. We have Progressive Baptists. We got those who are Free Will Baptists. Then we got those who are Missionary Baptists. Then we got American Baptists. So we have all these different denominations, all these different types of Baptist churches. But should we get caught up in that, or should we really push the fact that because I believe in Jesus and you believe in Jesus, that we can really do a great work? I challenge you tonight to look beyond your denomination, beyond your race, and think about the fact that it's not about being Baptist, but it's about being a Christian. It's about believing in Him and trusting in Him. Well, the first 30 minutes of our show is gone, and we're gonna play a song. But once you go get some water and come on right back, we'll be right back with you because we're trying to work together. Thank you. Jesus is our everything. Everything we stand in need of. Everything that encompass, that holds our hopes and our dreams, he is. As always, if you want to make a comment or want to say anything, please press 1 on your phones, and I'll be able to unmute your mic. And as always, we welcome comments and other insights from our listening audience. We want to always make this a us thing and not just a me thing. So we just finished talking about the fact that we are made up of many, many parts, and the many parts create this one body. What I want to say to you is that no matter how small or you might feel your part is, insignificant, please know that it is. I've talked to people and I've seen people lose a toe, or actually my grandfather, and he has some difficulty in walking because he lost his big toe. And some of us are big toes in the body of Christ. Not a stinky big toe, but a big toe nonetheless. But we think that because we're all at the bottom or pinky toe, and we feel that we might be the smallest thing, and we don't bring any significance or any worth or value to the body, please understand that that's a lie, that we are made up of many parts, and all of our many parts are needed. Whatever specific gift or talent or ability that God has given you to enhance the body, please bring it to the body. Please never get caught up and say, oh, they can't use this. Yes, we can. We can use that and so much more. So we who are the many parts need to realize that all of us, that's you, me, and all of us, make up of this one body. And that when we don't bring everything that we need to, or we don't do what we need to do, then we hinder the body from being all that it can be. Like I said, if you are the big toe or the pinky toe, and you decide that you don't want to be a part of the body no more, the body will still function, but it won't be all that it can be. So it is with your talents. So it is with your gifts, with your abilities. No, the church will still go on. The body of Christ will still go on. Your local assembly will still go on. But it won't be as rich. It won't be as full. It won't be complete and whole, because you've taken your part and gone off and done and whatever you want to do. I challenge you tonight, come on and bring your gifts, bring your talents, bring what is it that God has given you for the body of Christ. Bring it to the body. And trust me, they might not say it, but they will appreciate it. But more than that, God will appreciate it. It says that in verse 13, for we're all baptized by one spirit into one body, whether Jew or Greek, slave or free, and we were all given the one spirit to drink. That teaches us and shows us that we could come from different value systems, or not different value, but classes of systems, and different race and different area, geographical locations. It don't matter where you've been, like the old song says. It's not where you've been, it's where you at. If it doesn't matter that you were raised by a single parent. It doesn't matter if you was raised in a ghetto. It doesn't matter if you were raised up on the Gold Coast by two parents. It's about understanding the gifts and talents and the oneness that God is expecting us to have and teaching us to have. I've learned in my own life that there are times that, as my pastor used to say, we need to stay in our lane. Unfortunately, right now, there's so many of us working outside of the will of God. And yes, God might have gifted you in a certain area. But if God has not told you, if God has not instructed you, if God has not said, you know what, I need you to do this and not that, then you're not bringing what you need or what you should be bringing to the body of Christ. That's when we need to possibly get a mentor, and we need to sit down and talk to someone that's more mature than us and ask them for their leadership and their guidance, their wisdom and their understanding. We need to get to a place in our lives that we do, and we are doing exactly what God has called us to do, what he has purposed us to do, what we were destined to do. And when we get to that place, then we will see that God would not just only bless us, but he'll bless others through us. And then it says, now the body is not made up of one part, but of many parts. So that tells us every part is significant. Everybody brings something to the table. Everybody brings something to make the body better. My question to you, what are you bringing to the body? What are you doing for the body? Now, if you don't go to my church and you attend my church, then I understand. You have to bring whatever gifts and talents you have to your local assembly. But you got to realize that God has gifted you, has granted you wisdom and understanding, power and authority, so that you can do his will and not your own. That you can realize that your lane is for you, and that lane that somebody else is working in or doing, and though you might not agree with them, and though you might can do it better, if it's their lane, then let them do what they need to do, and God will get an increase. So we need to get to a place where we can work together as one body in Christ. We just thank the Lord for tonight. We thank the Lord for you, our listening audience, to understand that there's still so much for us to do, so much for us to come together. And just as we pray for the nation of our leadership to sit down and talk things out, to get them repaired, God is just calling all of us to do better and to be better. to produce more fruit, to be in a better place, a place where God can bless us, and when he blesses us, we can turn around and bless somebody else. I thank the Lord for you. I thank the Lord for the listening audience. I thank the Lord for Omega Ministry. I thank the Lord for our leader and for Brother Jesse and Sister Tammy Store for their vacation time and reacquainting themselves with each other and practicing oneness. I thank the Lord for them. I thank the Lord for all those who call in, all those who might listen to the rebroadcast. I thank you, Lord God, for how you're teaching us to stay in our lane, and you're letting us realize that no matter how big or small, all the parts deserve honor and praise. That they deserve respect from one another. That you will get the honor and praise as you continue to work with us as one body. We thank you, Lord God. We pray that even our federal government, that they'll be able to realize to work together. And it's not about finger pointing, but it's about working together and realizing what's best for the people of the United States of America. I pray, Lord God, that you keep all those who are listening, you keep them sane, that you keep them in good health, that they will even receive a financial blessing right now. Lord God, I thank you. There's so many other needful prayers, but I know you stand in need or what we need, stand in need of. So, Lord God, I just thank you. I give you the honor. I give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, again, I thank the Lord for you. I thank the Lord for this word from Paul. And I pray that you will be challenged and you go back and read all of the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians. As always, I ask that you please tune in Monday nights from 7:30 to 9. I own Brother Jesse's store. And then from 7 to 8 on Tuesday nights, Dr. William Hill. From 8 to 9 from the Detroit, Michigan area. Pastor Ken Firestein. Then it's yours truly on Wednesdays. On Thursday, we thank the Lord for Pastor Derek Jones. Pastor Derek Jones. He comes on at 7:30. And on from 7:30 to 8:30. And then on Saturday mornings, we had Brother Eric Green at 11:30. And then on Sundays, we had the brothers from the Pentagon Man Up Prayer Line that they come and teach on Sunday mornings, or rather Sunday afternoons at 12:30. So again, Tuesday nights, Jesse Store from 7:30 to 9, from 7 to 8, Dr. William Hill, from 8 to 9, Pastor Ken Fryerson, yours truly on Wednesday. On Thursday, you had Pastor Derek Jones, and then on Saturday mornings, at 11:30, we had Brother Eric Green, and then on Sunday mornings, the brothers from the Man of Pentagon prayer line. So we have so much going on. We thank the Lord for you. We pray that everything that you stand in need of, that God will provide it, that God will give you what you need, that he is the type of God that loves you, that is the great provider. He's just worthy of all the honor and the praise. So we thank the Lord for you, you and you. We pray that we haven't, I know the brothers might be a little jealous, but we thank the Lord for the Philadelphia Eagles and our victory. I know all you Redskins fans, we're going to just pray for y'all. Let me see. What song do we want to close out? Okay. Let's sing this. We're going to sing this. Y'all be blessed until we're able to meet again, like next Wednesday at 8:30. Peace and love, Reverend Willie J. Van. God is able to take care of you.
Think about Daniel in the lion's den. It didn't look too good, but he put his trust in him. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when the flames grew hot, they just put their trust in God, and he never let them go. Showed his faithfulness.